Blog Talk Radio. Bible said to you in Detroit and in Michigan and in Indiana, the storm is over. Let's shout. I want to say to you this morning, may God bless you every door that close open up. This morning, the seed of Abraham prophecy for 2019, 2020, and 2022. That will be a mass meeting in Chicago, New York, Minnesota, Detroit, Mississippi, and even in Alaska, and in many of the Midwest towns, there will be a coming together to deal with the crime that's going on in America. To deal with it, the Democrats and the Republicans must deal with the crime that's going on in America. They're sending billions of dollars over to Ukraine, but what is they spending in New York, Chicago, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana? Storm after storm in Texas, floods back to back. This is prophecy for 2022. This is prophecy that you're going to find out. Now, this is what I said, and I'm giving prophecy, 2019, 2022, and this is what's happening. There will be a death in the Supreme Court. There will be somebody retiring in 2019 going into 2022, and that will be a scandal in the Supreme Court for decisions made that is wrong. That's going to happen in Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Illinois, up in Minnesota, flood on the high plains, back-to-back earthquake in China, Italy, earthquake in California, Hawaii, Russia, and now in China and India. And also, there will be a shortage of water in Las Vegas. And I said it in 2019 and 2020 coming true. You're going to find out that Lake Mead is down also level, and they got the quarantine water. In L.A., in California, you got to watch the water. And I see a big fire coming in the mountain. Fire in Texas. Fire in Oklahoma. Tornadoes back to back. I say the storm is over, but the truth of God got to come forth. Let go and let God. Now, that will be rumors of war. In 2019, I said there'll be a war between Russia and America. They got a prophecy war now going on. That would be a war over in Israel. That would be a war over in Premier. It's going on right now. So the Bible said wars and rumors of wars, and the Bible never lies. And I want to tell you, you have to get ready to fill your body up just for 2019. Began to take supplements from the earth, grow your own, because we're getting ready to go, and I want to say this, we're getting ready to go into a desert of food that you can't get food. So you got to grow your garden and do stuff like that. Storm is over, the truth coming. This is prophecy for 2019, 2020, 2022. More, if you want more of it, call me. I got the prophecy. And I want to tell you, one of the prophecies is that they spend all the money going over to Premier, trillions of dollars. What about Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana? What about America, black and white, poor people? Right now, you got the president going over. You got the Speaker of the House going over. And nobody said reparations for the young lady down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the whole community burned up. The government ain't gave reparations to her. Everybody get reparations but the black man. I want you to know that I am a traditional American. My ancestor was him. My great ancestor was him. So we are Americans. Why not give up what they owe us? And Scott, you said, give me what you owe me. I want to tell you, the storm is over, the truth gonna come out. And I want to say this as we get ready to go into May. Many things, flood, back-to-back storms, back-to-back, and things going to happen you've never seen before because you're not treating God's children properly. Dr. King said it. Malcolm said it. Mahatma Gandhi said it. And all the leaders said it. And even in the Bible, it said, fret not thyself for evildoers. They'll soon be cut down. The wage of the sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Let me help you out. Your gift is God's gift. Your spirit is God's spirit. Revelation 2 and 9, God made you rich. You shall walk in the riches. John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, brother. In my Father, I have that many mentions. What he's saying, that though the storm is over, the storm of racism. And I want to tell you, last night we had a storm here in Minnesota and a storm in Chicago. And right now, as I speak, is a storm here in Detroit in the area of Michigan. It said it's on its way. But I want to thank because we talked about the storm, but back in the day, they were talking about the storm. The Detroit mass cry talked about the storm of racism, the storm of hate, the storm of lack of jobs. Right now we're in a storm of mass murder, black on black. And what happened in Premier, white on white. That I ain't got nothing to do with that, Dr. Green. That I got to do with the ancestors. That's got to do with white folk fighting white folk. And we got to be able to step up and not get in the wall that belongs to us. The wage of sin is death. The gift of God, the storm is over. I'm going to have the Mississippi, I'm going to have the Detroit Mass Choir to sing that for you. I want to put it in your spirit. The storm is over of sickness. Glory, hallelujah. The storm over of sadness. The storm over of racism. I want you to stand up to truth and say the truth is all is well. The storm is over, but you got to realize you done went through slavery. You got to realize you got to stand up, speak up, and wake up. They said the storm is passing over. Don't hold on to it. It's gone. Glory, hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. Let it go. And praise God for your healing and your deliverance. The storm is over. Ezekiel 37, chapter Ezekiel. God said, can they live, Ezekiel? The Lord, I know it. It's over. St. Matthew 6, that we seek first the kingdom of God and all that you need, all the restoration that you need, all that you're going to get. If you got a need, you plant a seed this morning. Say, Bishop, I want a seed to the ministry because I got a need. And the need for me to be healed, the need for my family to come out of sin, it's a need for me to walk free from trumped up charges that the system put on me. I'm praying for brothers that in particular, I'm praying for Brother Jeff Ford. I'm praying for Brother Larry Root and other brothers that the people put them in jail, but the storm is over, brother. We're going to come out ahead. The killings that's going on in America was happening in Chicago, Atlanta, New York, Minnesota, Mississippi, Detroit, California, all over, black on black crime, because they don't know the storm is over. Let's shout the victory. Let's stand up and say all the way. I heard Mary read, the Lord is that I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley, shadow of death, I will feel no evil because the Spirit walks with you this morning. The Holy Spirit ain't going to let you forget nothing. We can't forget that the storm of poverty, the storm of sickness is over with. The storm of being over with. The storm of being homeless is over. God Almighty, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The floods, the storms, the tornado is over. Stop shaking, build new. Sometimes you got to move to the next level. We're praying for the people that ain't got no water in California, that they got a boil out of water. They can't too much water. Go to Lake Mead over in Las Vegas. The lake down at the bottom, but the storm is over. We need somebody to pray. We need somebody to call on God. I want the God in you to come out and say, we want water. The Native Americans used to dance for water and bring a cloud. If you pray for water and demand it, then I'm the God of the universe. You know, some of you caught up. I will tell you, I'm not religious. I'm not Christian. I'm spiritual. God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe. You have not because you ask not, you ain't demand nothing. You got to demand your ancestors' part, what they worked for in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, what they worked for in cotton fields, sugarcane fields, the tobacco fields, strawberry fields, corn fields. You got to understand the storm is over now because I know what's going on. I know what's happening. You got to demand things happening for you. When you demand, it's going to happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. I heard Dr. King say peace, and I want to declare peace. I want to declare peace this morning. I want you to know that God is able to bless you. Somebody say, I love the Lord. With all that going on, God has kept us for little Henry, little Winnie. God has helped. I'm praying for you this morning as I pray. But I want to let you know God opened up that door. Every groan. Some of you have been lost and you're still lost. Because you won't stand up to the truth. The Republican Party is full of lies. The Democrats have abandoned the black community. They're sending money to Premier. What about Chicago? Homeless. What about Los Angeles? Need water. What about down south? Stop the flood. Ain't nobody come to Chicago to see about the killing. Ain't nobody come to Detroit to see about the shooting. Ain't nobody from the Democrat and Republican come and say, wait a minute. I heard them say that we're going all the way with Premier. What about all the way with Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia? What about all the way with Tulsa, Oklahoma? What about all the way with all the work that black folks have put in? What I'm saying, what about that? Today, the storm is over. The truth got to come. And I'm praying for the truth to come out. Psalm 19, it's really just give me that. Psalm 38 for you. Set back for a comeback. Lost, but now I'm found. Tell somebody, I'm back, Bishop. I got my right mind. The cobra didn't stop me. The virus that put out, the chemtrail didn't stop me. All the sickness that they put out in the air, I'm back. I'm set back for a comeback. I'm back in Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas. I'm back in Texas. I'm back in Indiana. I'm back in America, USA. We want to know why that Congress ain't moved on the gun company. It says stop making assault rifles. Stop making guns to kill innocent people. Peace. The nuclear war is on. I said there's going to be a nuclear battle. There's Russia got a nuclear bomb. America got a nuclear bomb. Israel got a nuclear bomb. China got a nuclear bomb. Premier make nuclear bombs and tanks. Y'all know what I'm saying? And making chemicals. I want to say to you this morning that we have to reach out and go to our ancestors. Dr. King said that only way for man to survive, we got to have peace. And I'm calling for peace all over the world, over in Africa, for having problems. I call on every church, every town, every imam to come in God, see what God got for you. The storm is over, but you got to let the storm be over and get ready for a happy day. Somebody say you got to get ready for a happy day.
I spoke of earlier as the chief dilemma of modern man. It seeks to secure moral ends through moral means. Nonviolence is a powerful and just weapon. Indeed, it is a weapon unique in history, which cuts without wound and ennobles a man. I believe in this method because I think it is the only way to reestablish the broken community. There's a method which seeks to implement the just law by appealing to the conscience of the great decent majority. Through blindness, fear of pride, and irrationality have allowed their consciences to speak. Nonviolent resistors can summarize their message in the following simple terms. We will take direct action against injustice. Despite the failure of governmental and other official agencies to act first, we will not obey unjust laws or submit to unjust practices. We will do this peacefully, openly, cheerfully. Because our aim is to persuade. We adopt the means of nonviolence because our end is a community at peace with itself. We will try to persuade with our words. But if our words fail, we will try to persuade with our acts. We will always be willing to talk and seek fair compromise. But we are ready to suffer when necessary. Even risk our lives in order to become witnesses to truth.
I want you to close your eyes.
To the problem, not at all without successful precedent. It was used in a magnificent way by Mohandas K. Gandhi to challenge the might of the British Empire and free his people from the political domination, economic exploitation inflicted upon them for centuries.
I feel that tonight has come this morning to Jesus Christ for the one that freed all of us. I want you to get ready this morning to break the covenant. I want you to read Philippians 4:19. God will make you a supply of going to make. God will offer no. God, the God of the life. As we come to the Spirit, as we see the Holy Spirit of God this morning, this evening, as we prophesy, I say, I answer, as we come to look and give you part of the life this morning. Father God, we come for God, be blessed, God, be blessed. Father God, we come to the need of those right now. Every letter, every telephone call.
Come on. I say, God, The light I'm moving to the spirit.
Detroit with us, I pray for you.
Thank you.